That was the Blustering Roulettes with Honey Bee. You're listening to K-Hum. And right now I have the pleasure of having Joe Duckett on the phone. How's it going?
It's going well, thanks.
Joe's starting up this nature school called Turtle Mountain Farm and Nature School, which is cool. But you've been running the farm on over at Redwood Acre Fairgrounds for a while now.
Yeah, we got a grant about 4 or 5 years ago and built the community garden there. And it was a real fun project. But part of that project was to eventually have a small farm as well. And so that's what we're trying to do now, is raise some money to get the farm and a little nature school going over there so people can come and learn about the animals as well as growing the plants.
Yeah, and you started doing that because you realized that a lot of people didn't have know a lot about the animals and the food that they ate. And, you wanted to help people learn that information, right?
Yeah, you know, I was doing a program. I do animal shows as Nature Joe, and I was doing a program where a child didn't know where beef came from, and
really?
And some of the other kids were laughing at him and stated, "Oh, it's from the grocery store," and it just blew my mind that nobody had that kind of connection, and so we sort of lost that most basic of connectedness to nature, which is our food. And so the way I angle my programs now is slightly differently than it used to be 20 years ago, and it angles toward getting people to understand that nature and growing these animals as well as the plants is really important to us, and they should have that kind of connection.
Yeah, they definitely should, and it's good information to know for whatever aspect of life. Like, I know I learned a lot about growing while I was in college, like growing gardens and all that, because in Pennsylvania it's a little bit different. It's in saying the term growing here. But you're going to be holding a lot of workshops and classes and camps with this school?
We're hoping to start a camp this summer, do a couple of weeks of summer camp. We're working with the school district as well on a little after-school camp program this summer that will take place at the garden as well. So we're really hoping to start getting people out there, families and kids, to start enjoying the space that we're creating.
Sweet. Awesome. And right now you have a Kickstarter page that is up and running, and you're trying to raise a lot of money, $42,000 by June 14th.
Right. And we need a lot of money. There's a building there that we want to turn into the school, and it needs to be completely renovated, new electrical, new everything. And as everybody knows, that's not inexpensive. So we're trying to get some money together so we can get it done. It's quicker than we are now. We've been working on the project for about 4 years, doing a little bit here, a little bit there, and we just have a little bit of urgency behind us now, and our hope that we can get some community support and get the project moving along faster than it would be normally.
Why did you pick the date June 14th?
Well, it was, everybody told us that for Kickstarter, 30 days is pretty good, and we've been working on the video since probably end of February, and so it just took a while to get everything together and get our ducks in a row, if you will. And so once it all got done, we posted it and started, and so June 14th is 30 days after that.
Oh, okay, sweet. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And right now you have just under $3,000 raised through the Kickstarter account, but every little bit helps. So if somebody can only donate like $5, just go on over there, and that'll get them just a little bit closer to your goal so that you can go ahead and get that building and get this nature school up and ready to go, which will be pretty sweet.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yes, it'll be awesome. And so are you going to restart the campaign, or like if somebody can't donate right now or within like the next 4 days, is there another way in which they can give to the nature school?
Yeah, once the campaign's finished, either for good or for bad, we are going to, continue to work forward. And we're going to, once we get the area cleaned up and get it to a point where we can utilize the space, it's been a storage space for dirt and mulch and other extra fencing and that sort of thing for the last few years. So once we get that all cleaned out and get the space cleaned up, we plan on starting to do some work groups on Saturdays where people can come out and help volunteer to build the space. Part of the summer camp this summer is going to be a time when the children can come out and help build. So we have a barn to build and a picnic structure. So we're going to continue to move forward with it, and you know, it may take a little longer if we don't get the campaign, but we're still moving on and want to get the community involved as much as we can.
Cool. How do people get involved with those work groups on Saturdays?
Well, we're going to, once we schedule them, which we'll start, we'll get a schedule out probably toward the end of June. We have the fairs coming up at Redwood Acres, and so once the fair is over, we're going to set out a schedule and start putting it out to the community, and they can start. We have a list of materials that we're looking for donations for. We've had a lot of businesses that have been very generous in the support of the garden, and we have some commitments from a few folks as well that are willing to donate materials for the farm as well, and we hope that the community will also be able to pitch in both with their time and with materials. Most of the materials that we get are either local or reclaimed. We've got a lot of materials. The original renovation on the first barn that we did for 4-H kids was all reclaimed materials that came off the ball field when they put a new fence up around the ball field.
Oh, that's
over
neat.
Redwood Acres. So, yeah, so our first thing we're going to be looking for is bricks. We're going to need a lot of bricks. We want to pave the drive and the walkways going down into the farm with old bricks. So that'll be the first thing on our list.
Oh, that's really cool.
Some of the first projects that we do as well.
Awesome. So I want to remind people, you actually have a website on over here too, naturejoes.com.
Right.
And they can find out a little bit more information
on Facebook. The website is, it's an older website, but it still is relevant. And but the Facebook page, I can be followed on Facebook as Nature Joes as well. And we keep it up to date on what's going on, mostly on Facebook.
Neat. I'll go ahead and post both those on over at the KHM website as well with this interview. So people can go on over there and find it, or you can just type in Nature Joes onto Facebook and it should come up, right? Okay, awesome.
They can search it on Kickstarter as well. And either Nature Joes or Turtle Mountain Farm, search on Kickstarter, will get them right to the page.
Cool. And can people go and check out the gardens at any point in time on over by Redwood Acres?
Absolutely. People come out to the gardens all the time. I also have people come out. We have some piglets due any week now.
Oh, really?
And people come out and bring their compost and feed the pigs. And we have chickens and a few goats. And people come out all the time to visit with them, and we hope that that'll continue and hopefully even expand once we get the farm. They haven't really advertised it to a lot of people because of the safety factor of having all the materials we've had in that area, but most of those are gone now. It's a much safer place to bring children than it was before.
You know,
so now we'll start with the work projects coming up, and we hope to start advertising and telling people more about the space.
Okay.
Now that it's a safer space to be.
Are you going to have people over there during the fair?
Yeah, we'll have people down there in the fair. We'll have my Nature Joe. I will have the exhibit, the ARC exhibit as well at the fair. So we should be well covered with animals.
The ARC exhibit? What's that?
As well. So hopefully the piglets should be born by the fair. We bred them to have piglets for the fair.
Oh, cool.
So we should have piglets. We got baby goats from this year that'll be there, as well as lots of chicks and ducks and turkeys and that sort of stuff.
What is the ARC exhibit?
The ARC is it's a little trailer. I make it look like a little boat, and that's where I put all. I have snakes and lizards and parrots, and it's an interaction zone where people can come and interact with the live animals and learn how to act around them and hold them and interact in a safe way, which is really a lot about what I've been about all these years is, it's just getting people to understand animals. And you know, we all love animals, but oftentimes we don't know how to interact very well with them. And that's what the ARC is about.
Well, that's awesome that you teach people a lot of that information, because a lot of people will go on up and see something like a snake and not know how to handle it. Or even
right.
A dog.
You know, yeah, exactly. And cows and, you know, the most dangerous animal we have in this country is a horse, but yet people aren't afraid of horses, but somehow they're afraid of snakes. And oftentimes it's just they've never been taught that these animals can be wonderful, and they're highly beneficial to us and what we're trying to do. And so I just try to get that information out in a fun, kind of engaging manner, and that's what the contact is all about. You know, a lot of places to keep animals don't allow for contact with the animals, usually for liability purposes, but I think it's too important not to.
Well, thank you very much for that. And thanks for talking to me, taking a few moments to talk with me.
Thanks for talking to me. I appreciate it.
And you can find out more information about Turtle Mountain Farm and Nature School. You can go to naturejoes.com. You can also search Kickstarter for Turtle Mountain Farm and Nature School, and then you can find out information on Facebook. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play some messages from some of our sponsors. I'll have this interview up shortly over at khum.com, and then we'll get back into the music in just a few.